Have you been watching Discovery? You caught up?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I am caught up. Yes, I am, but...
Can I just tell you my opinion real quick?
Yes, because...
The show is so bad.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
It's literally the worst. It's not even... I'm past the point of it being like, this isn't Star Trek. It's not even that anymore. It's just a bad show. It's bad TV.
Yeah, now... Yes.
Like, they set up rules for the universe, and they don't even follow it. They build everything up like it's the biggest thing that's going to happen, and then it's like no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of getting teased by Star Trek Discovery. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, they let me down. So, I mean, I have it on like on the background, but it's not like it was before where actually I want to sit down and really pay attention to every detail. Now I just have it playing just like, okay, oh, that's where they're going with that story?
You're like, oh, okay.
Hmm.
And then everyone's crying, and then the captain's worried about her boyfriend and making decisions based on the boyfriend. Forget the lies of her crew. Just right. And then you're bringing in boring characters with boring backgrounds,
and forget all of her, you know, Vulcan training.
Oh yeah,
all that went out the door in season two.
Yeah,
so like, wait a minute.
And somehow they've been in this new timeline for, you know, like a year or two or whatever, but she knows everybody.
Right.
Oh, I have a friend on it. How do you? You just got there. How do you have a friend somewhere?
It's like our friend Miguel in New York.
Yeah, exactly.
For like 2 months, and he knows everybody.